T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When you do something good here that everybody can appreciate and everybody likes, and which is winning, it doesn't really matter if it's the Super Bowl or if it's the first game in the season. If you win the game, our Packer fans are happy, and win the game in the right way, conduct yourself in the right way, be the kind of person and citizen in the right way. All of those things add up to a very complicated soup for winning in the National Football League.
The late Ted Thompson passing away yesterday at the age of 68. Brutal news. Haven't heard a bad thing about Ted yet. Yeah, we didn't like that he was in free agency, that he didn't dip into it. We wish he would have talked more. There were a lot of times that he hung Mike McCarthy out to dry at that podium after moves he made. Josh Sitton got cut? Can we talk to Ted? No, only in March? All right. Mike, what happened? I don't know. Okay. But I haven't heard a bad thing about him as a person. In fact, only good things. And we care about this Packers team. We care about this Packers team. So did he. And that's what you want with a guy who is leading your franchise. Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media. I mean, you've seen this guy. You've interviewed this guy. You've, you know, been there with this guy. Awful loss for the Packers, Rob. In a, overall, there were times where we're like, okay, Ted, no free agents, doesn't do it anymore. He's lost a step. Right up to his very draft, I mean, he found Aaron Jones in the fifth round. So he found Robert Tonyan that year as a street free agent. So, I mean, it's not like he was not doing anything at the end there. His imprint on this team looms large over this game Sunday.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, there's Packers up and down the roster, and they will be making big plays all over the field. Excuse me, Bart, on Sunday that are here because of Ted. Obviously, it starts with Aaron, the 24th pick in 05, and Adams, the second rounder. I mean, Bakhtiari would have been on the field. Corey Linsley, you know, a mid-round pick in the offensive line. I mean, I went through it yesterday, Bart, and I ranked his top 20 draft picks of all time. And, I mean, Bart, I left off 10, 15, 20 really high-level quality starters and players in this football league. What he did in the draft is so remarkable. And then, you know, you grab a media guy from another team, you know, grab Denver, grab the Lions or whatever, and compare it to the, you know, to that window, the 05 to the end of 17 season when Ted then eventually was replaced by Gutekunst, and the drafting record there between, you know, organizations are just remarkable. You know, you hit on free agency a little bit there, Bart, and I agree with you. Ted could have been more aggressive and been more active at various times, but I think the one thing people forget about all that too, Bart, is he was so good in the draft that on a given year, you know, he was finding three or four guys each draft that you'd want to eventually sign to that second contract, right? And that in essence became his free agency. I mean, if he would have let some of these guys get to the street, they were going to max out and get the highest possible contract at their respective positions. And Ted would get him inked to deals earlier and keep him in Green Bay, and that, in essence, became his free agency, and then he'd reload and retool in the draft. Now, there were certainly years he could have been more aggressive and things like that, and, you know, we could talk about that all day. But top to bottom, you know, the word I kept hearing yesterday, Bart, was underappreciated, and I think that's really fair. You know, Ted gave Mike McCarthy and really the coaching staff and the people in Green Bay plenty of talent, Mark, to win more than one Super Bowl. And 2011 should have been one of those seasons. They had a chance in 2014. You know, Ted was unbelievably aggressive in 2010, filling out that roster week after week as guys went down with season-ending injuries. So, you know, I don't know if he'll eventually wind up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but there's no question he's an all-time Hall of Fame Packer.
Well, gee, a lot of our, like, conversation about the future of this team, you know, for the offseason, is still rooted in what Ted did. It's, do you sign Aaron Jones? What do you sign Bakhtiari to? Do you sign Kevin King? Do you sign Corey Linsley? I mean, these are all Ted's guys. This is, it's a huge imprint.
Oh, no doubt. I mean, I some of those guys you just outlined there, I think they made their choices earlier this particular season. You know, Kenny King, they did. Kenny Clark, I mean, they did.
Kenny King. Who is this Kenny King that the broadcast keep talking about? And he slipped into it.
Kenny King, Bart, was a terrific corner for the Raiders in the late early 90s. And you wouldn't believe how many people in Green Bay call Kevin King Kenny King. And then it gets in your head, and you do hear it.
Every week on TV, they do the same thing.
I know. It is absolutely hilarious. But, no, Kenny... You know, Kenny Clark, they picked Bakhtiari, and it's probably going to mean a couple of these other Ted Thompson guys have to leave, like, you know, like King and like Jones and probably like Linsley. They made their bet, and that's what they're going to, you know, eventually live with. But, I mean, no, you're right. I didn't break it down last night, Bart, but I would have to think the better part of half the starters you'll see on the field, right, come Sunday for Green Bay are Ted Thompson's guys. He certainly wasn't as sharp at the end, and maybe, you know, we could nitpick at this all day. Did Mark Murphy let him go a year too long? Probably. You know, I've even heard Bart for the last year to 18 months, Ted only had a couple months to live. So, you know, the fact he made it to January 21 of 2021, I think to some people was a little bit of a surprise. Yesterday or, you know, the news from Wednesday was certainly no great surprise, I think, to those inside the organization and those that knew Ted well. Sadly, he was on a pretty steep decline the last handful of years. But, no, you're right. Even up till the end, there's a lot of players here on this roster that, you know, Matt LaFleur should be very thankful that Ted Thompson was around to find.
Well, obviously, the big one and his first pick ever, Aaron Rodgers, you look at this matchup, and I'm going to take the Packers. I mean, I don't think that's a surprise to anybody, but I'm going to take the Packers to win. What's keeping me from doing it more confidently than I would have is Tom Brady. I mean, guy's lucky, he's good, he gets to these championship games all the time. I think home field is a big, big factor here, even if it's not as cold as we think it's going to be, or if the noise doesn't affect him that much. I think Rodgers has been waiting for this game his entire career to play this game in Lambeau Field, and I don't think he's going to let that opportunity pass him by for one of many reasons, and I think this is their best team they've had since, you know, at least in the NFC Championship games in these last 7 years, four championship games. I think it's their best team since. And they've got a great coach now. I like the Packers this week. And where are you at?
Well, I think it's a field goal game, first of all, Bart. I mean, I think these teams are unbelievably close in a lot of areas. I think on a neutral field, Tampa's probably the better team. I think the weather gods are going to smile on Green Bay. It sounds like there's snow coming in before the game now. It sounds like it might be cleared out, but I can guarantee you that field's going to be slick. And that's certainly a good way to neutralize some speed. I mean, take those inside linebackers they have, right? White and David, who run like the wind. Certainly White is a 4.4 guy. All of a sudden now on a slick track, maybe he's a 4.6, he's a 4.7 guy. and things open up a little bit more in the run game or for your tight ends or something like that. I think the weather is going to neutralize Tampa's speed if this snow actually comes in and dumps a little bit on Green Bay. And you know how the grounds crew is going to be, Bart. They might make that a slow track over there in Green Bay. It's going to be a lot different in terms of the field they played on back in week six when they were in Tampa Bay. Brady scares the bejesus out of you, Bart, if you're a Packer fan and part of Packer Nation. I mean, as I've broken down his stats in the course of the week, Bart, it's so unbelievable. You know, he's double every other top quarterback in every statistical category. I mean, you talk wins, for example, 32. Second place is Joe Montana with 16, right? So it's his 14th conference title game. Second place again, Montana with 7. I mean, we go on and on, Barb. I mean, he's doubled the all-time greats. I mean, he is literally that good. His conference title games, Barb, almost make a full season now, right? He has as many wins in the postseason as all but 4 franchises in the history of football. So, I mean, if this is a tie game with 3 minutes left and Brady gets the ball, Barb, I think this whole state is, you know, just freaking out and losing their collective mind. I'm with you. Rodgers has waited for this forever. He wanted this game in Lambeau. He's got it in Lambeau. We've talked about it on your show before, Bart, though. I mean, Rodgers has had 4 swings of the bat in NFC Championship title games, and he's 0-4. They won the game in Chicago in 10 on a B.J. Rodgers touchdown and on the backbone of that defense. Rodgers has not been good, Bart, in his 4 trips to the NFC Championship game. I think his overall passer rating is 78. And you know his passer rating this year was 121. So what are we talking there, a 43-point swing? So, yeah, he's got to be dramatically better. For them to win the game, Bart, he's got to be the best player on the field. He can be. There's no question. He's been the best player in the league all season long. I think, you know, we can break this down position by position, matchup for matchup. The talent level is extremely close and thin. It's Bart, I think this has the potential, just based on the quarterback matchup and, you know, and the fact each team's probably got 7-8 Pro Bowl level players. This has a chance to be the best NFC Championship game in the history of the league.
You know, I feel pretty good. I go to Rob Reichel on Twitter. I look at this article you wrote, Forbes.com, and again, Conley Media. And you got a stat here. Green Bay defensive coordinator Mike Pettine, 3-10 lifetime against Tom Brady, and he's lost 8 straight against him. The Packers defense has been playing better, but the turnovers are going to be huge in this game. Packers, they turn the ball over first quarter. You can't give Tom Brady a short field, but the Packers defense has to come up with some takeaways to win this game. Is Mike Pettine, I know he's lost to Tom Brady a lot, is he in a better spot at least this week, or is he just, he's, you know, I think of last year's NFC Championship game where we all wanted him fired at halftime.
He's definitely in a better spot, Mark, than he was a year ago. But amazingly, he's actually not in as good of a spot as he's been in most of his matchups with Brady. He had 9 matchups with Brady when he was with the Jets, and Mark, 7 of those he had a top 5 defense in the National Football League. There was one year where he had the number 1 defense in the league, and Brady got him twice. I mean, Pettine's had really good defenses, even the one year he was in Buffalo as the defensive coordinator, which was 2013. Bart, he had a top 10 defense, and he went 0-2 against Brady, and Brady carved him up pretty good. And of course, Brady got him for 31 points in that win in Foxborough in 2018, and then we all know what happened in Week 6 this year. So the thing is, Bart, Brady's done this to everybody, and you know, so Pettine's numbers aren't unique. The fact he's 3-10 against Brady, and he's on an 8-game losing streak. It is reason for concern. I mean, his last 8 trips playing against Brady, you know, Brady's had the better part of 33, 34 points per game. They've got to find a way to keep that in the low to mid-20s if they're going to win the football game. I think if Tampa gets into the mid-30s, Green Bay's probably not going to put up that point total against Tampa's, you know, speed on defense and the quality of players they have there, top to bottom. No, there's no doubt. There's a lot of pressure here on Mike Pettine. His group's got to be better, Bart, than some of Pettine's past defenses have been against Brady, and certainly than they were in Week 6. Like you said, though, Bart, the good news, I mean, Green Bay's defense has been really good the last 6 games. 17 points a game is what they've allowed. They've only allowed 4 touchdown passes in that time. Bart. And like you said, turnovers are key. Brady usually gives you one or two a game that you're going to get your hands on. The key is, you know, does Jair Alexander hold the ball, right? Does Savage hold the ball? Does King hold the ball, et cetera, across the board there? Because Brady's probably going to give him one or two through the course of the game. And, you know, like you said, a lot of heat on Penton, and they've got to be better, certainly, than Penton's past units have been in these head-to-heads against Brady.
You also, Rob Reichel, Forbes.com, Conley Media, you wrote about Rashawn Gary, that draft class a couple years ago. So Gutekunst comes in here and tries to pick up where Ted left off. You look at that draft class last year, Rashawn Gary has been terrific these last couple of months. Darnell Savage, Elgton Jenkins. I mean, you're going to have a lot of Goody and a lot of Ted on that field coming up on Sunday. What an effort, and hopefully what a performance we see out of Rashawn Gary. I can't say enough about this kid so far.
Well, you know, there's a couple of spots where Green Bay's going to have advantages, and you're right on Gary. The way he has surged this season, you know, they're going to have some real salary cap issues when the season ends, Bart. I mean, over half the league is going to, just in the fact that the cap's going to go down $20+ million from what we're at this year. So there's going to be a lot of teams scrambling, and the emergence of Gary will allow them in all likelihood to let Preston Smith walk, and they'll be able to save that money on the cap. And they're actually over the cap right now, Bart, when you look ahead to next year. So they're going to have to be creative and come up with some stuff. That's a real simple thing, is to let Preston walk and they insert Gary and probably draft another young outside linebacker. But when you look at this matchup specifically, Bart, this Sunday, Tampa's offensive line has a couple of weak spots on it. And if Green Bay can get the Smiths and Kenny Clark and Rashawn Gary have big time games and get Brady off his spot, that's really the key. When Brady's not pressured, Bart, and he can just drop back and stand in that one little spot that he likes to, and he's got 3 seconds, 3+ seconds to throw the ball, look out. That's when he's going to carve you apart. They've got to force Brady to get the ball out of his hands in less than 3 seconds. They've got to force him to move around that pocket a little bit, get him off that spot, because he's largely inaccurate now when that happens, Bart. And if that's the case, then Green Bay's gonna have a chance here defensively to really slow down Tampa Bay and throw some wrinkles at what the Bucs are gonna want to do. And like you touched on there, Gary's gonna be huge. You know, so are the Smiths and Clark had, you know, Clark had a really big game last week in that Rams game. You know, amazingly outperformed Aaron Donald, and if he can do something like that again, he's fully healthy. And you know, kind of had an up and down, disappointing type of year due to some injuries and things like that. If they can get him going, Bart, they could really frustrate Brady and cause some havoc there.
Rob, thank you for your time. Enjoy the weekend. Thank you for your friendship, your dedication, your love and support.
I appreciate it, Bart. You enjoy the game too. So they can't get your fastball.
See you, Robbie.
See you, bud.
Rob Reichel, Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of banquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.